from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. He wrote on Twitter, "Our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work." His new remarks were his latest hint that he could upend long-standing American policy aimed at containing North Korea's nuclear weapons development, short of confrontation. On Saturday, Trump wrote that past U.S. presidents have been talking to North Korea's leaders with, quote, "agreements made and massive amounts of money paid hasn't worked, agreements violated before the ink was dry, making fools of American negotiators. Sorry, but only one thing will work." It was not clear exactly what Trump meant, but the comments seemed to suggest that he was referring to military action. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency on Monday said he is, quote, "not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis." Yukiya Amano spoke in Rome in his opening remarks to delegates at the opening of the 20th Conference on International Cooperation for Enhancing Nuclear Safety. Amano said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information about North Korea's nuclear program. But he said to the delegates it remains impossible to report progress on the situation. He also said North Korea continues to conduct nuclear tests, launch missiles, and threaten other countries in disregard of the repeated demands of the international community. This is VOA News. At least 12 Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. So far, hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State for Bangladesh since late August. Priya Marwa is the Humanitarian Response Coordinator for the UN Population Fund.
Our women-friendly spaces are literally running over capacity because of the need that these women and girls are expressing in terms of health services, safe shelter, food, clothing, basic clothing. Many of them are pregnant, they're breastfeeding, they need referrals, they have lived through real horrors, and that is really what's coming through in their stories. There are thousands of them on the roadsides, in makeshift shelters, in refugee camps.
Analysts and rights workers say since Rohingya militants attacked Myanmar security forces in August, the military has carried out a brutal crackdown, burning villages and killing women and children as they fled. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights has accused the country's security agencies of killing more than 30 people following the elections August 8th. Mohamed Youssef reports now for VOA from Nairobi.
The government-funded rights group published a report Monday titled Mirage at Dusk, which documents human rights violations. According to the commission, 34 people, including a six-month-old baby, were killed by police during the 3 days of chaos. Another three people were killed in clashes between civilians. Commission on Human Rights member Jadida Warihu says the protests were triggered by the Electoral Commission's announcement that the incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta had defeated opposition leader Raila Odinga.
Unfortunately, in the protests and the days after that, we had many Kenyans injured, and also we had a number of deaths.
Interior Ministry spokesman Mwenda Njoka disagrees with the commission's findings.
The deaths that could be directly connected to the riots were less than 10.
Tensions are still running high in Kenya as the country prepares for a rerun of the presidential election. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
India's Supreme Court temporarily on Monday banned the sale of fireworks in New Delhi, 10 days ahead of the Diwali festival, in an effort to curb the capital's deadly air pollution. Millions of fireworks are lit on Diwali, which falls on October 19th this year, each year exacerbating the city's population or pollution, which is among the worst in the world. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.